ספר בראשית, obviously have three parts. Part one, פרשות בראשית נוח, what we read, what we learn, the first 2,000 years of the creation. Part two, from this coming week, פרשת לך לך until פרשת וישב. The focus is אהבות הן אמהות. And part three, from וישב until the end, the focus is the שבטים, שבטי ישראל, the children of Yaakov Avinu. And we stay in the beginning of part two, אבות הן אמהות, and we know famous, חזל, מעשה אבות, סימן לבנים, but in one place, חזל, come and say this in another way, מעשה אבות, סימן בבנים. It means every step, everything, what happened between אבות הן אמהות, any conversation, in some way, relate to us. The DNA of אבות הן אמהות stay with us, because Abraham is not our grandfather, we say many times, and Sarah, she is not our grandmother. Abraham is Abraham, Avinu. Sarah is Sarah, Imenu. And every move, every conversation also affect to us. And every year the challenge is to find new aspect about Avot v'Imaot and to connect this to our daily life. And I would like today, when we stand at the beginning of this part in the Torah, and Abraham Avinu start to travel from Haran to Eretz Israel, and to walk with Avraham Avinu, to take the opportunity and to travel with Avraham Avinu in some places what we arrive, and obviously to see how is relevant for us. Ze parasha start, because Baruch Hu say to Avraham Avinu, lech lecha, and you know, interesting, twice in Tanakh, we find the word lech lecha, and both of them only by Avraham Avinu. First time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Avraham Avinu, lech lecha, מארצך, ממולדתך ומבית אביך אל הארץ אשר אראך, and second time, when הקדוש ברוך הוא say to Abraham Avinu, לך לך אל ארץ המוריה, the first time Hashem say to him, לך לך, and the last time when Hashem talk to Abraham Avinu, he say to him, also לך לך אל ארץ המוריה, all his life of Abraham Avinu is life of לך לך, all his life he walk and he walk and he walk, and he never stop, and he never feel satisfied, and excitement about what he do, because he know he have a lot to do. And this would make Avraham Avinu so unique and so special. And the Rambam says this to us in very, very interesting way, in Perek Aleph, Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tell us about all the history of Avraham Avinu. And one word in this Rambam, he mentioned again and again, five times. And the word is, Itchil, התחיל לחשוב ביום ובלילה, התחיל לשוטט בדעתו, התחיל להשיב תשובות, התחיל לקרוא בשם השם. All his life of Abraham Avinu is every day, this is the first day in the creation. Because the last Sunday is not this Sunday. And tomorrow, Monday, is not Monday from last week. It's something new but not was before. Great opportunity. And this life of Abraham Avinu is when we want to travel with Avraham Avinu, we need to understand how Avraham Avinu travel. Avraham Avinu, all his life is to feel excitement about what he need to do. He not say big about what he do in the past. We have a lot to do, and this is the reason why he comes the pillar of this world. Chazal tells us on the pasuk in Parashat Bereshit, Ele toldot ha-shamayim ve-aretz be-hi ba-ram. Don't say be Abraham, say be Avraham. Is mean? He is a pillar of this world. And when we know this, and this is a short introduction, now we can start to travel with Avraham Avinu. As the Torah come and teach us, ויקח אברהם את שרה אשתו, ואת לוט בן אחי, ואת כל רכושם אשר רכשו, ואת הנפש אשר עשו בחרן, אלת אלת followings after Avraham Avinu, ויצאו ללכת ארצה כנען. ויבואו ארצה כנען. ויבוא אברהם בארץ עד מקום שכם. עד אלון מורה. The first place in ארץ ישראל, what the Torah mention is שכם. עד מקום שכם, עד אלון מורה. And from this place, אברהם אבינו continue, and he travel to unclear place, ויתק משם ההר מקדם לבית אל, ויתועלו בית אל מים והי מקדם, some place in the highway between בית אל to ההי. And it's very interesting, there's only one place in Torah, where the Torah don't tell us exactly the place. And it's very interesting. It's why the Torah don't tell us, Avraham Avinu, travel to Bet El, to Ai. No, no, in the highway between Bet El to Ai. Why the Torah don't clear, tell us clearly where he arrived. We will mention and we explain this later. And Avraham Avinu continue from this unclear place later, when Lot decide to go to Sodom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to Avraham Avinu first time by himself, not with Lot around him, and he say to him, Sana enecha, look around, min ha-makom asher ata sham, tzafon ha-vaneg, maked ma-vayam, all over, kol ha-aretz asher ata roe lecha etnen. And now, in this moment, everything start. Kum, italech ba-aretz l'orkah ul'rochba, ki lecha etnen. And Avraham Avinu start to travel. After lech lecha la-aretzecha, now, again, kum, italech ba-aretz. Now, you start the real lech lecha. And Hashem don't say to him, to where? All over, it belongs to you. And what happened? Vayavo Avraham, vayesh belonei mamre asher, bechevron. Vayven shem izbeach la-Hashem. He arrived in Hebron. Other special place, what Avraham arrived. Later, in his life, he traveled to Elecha de'arim asher omar Elecha, and we know he traveled to Yerushalayim and to Har HaMoriah. As B'siyata Dishmaya, we will walk with Avraham Avinu through these places, and we see what happened in any place, and how it's relevant for us in our daily life. And to walk with Avraham Avinu, we will start with few questions. Question number one. And we will start from Hebron. Before we explain what happened in Shechem and what happened in Yerushalayim. In Hebron, Avraham come again to bury his wife. And when Avraham start to negotiate to buy Me'arat HaMachpelah, he know exactly what he want. He want cave in the corner of the field. Nothing else. But when he starts the negotiation, he say something very interesting. Tnu li achuzat kever. Achuzat kever is not only cave in the corner of the field. Achuzat kever is something much bigger. Why say achuzat kever? He can say, I like this cave in the corner of the field. Moreover, when he make a negotiation with Ephron, the Torah spend about this negotiation 16 psukim. Only 4 psukim the Torah teach us about the age of Sarah when she passed away under 27, and the hesped and the pain what Avraham Avinu have, and he bear his wife in Me'arat HaMachpelah. But why the Torah spend so many psukim about the negotiation? Why is so necessary? Torah, every word, every pasuk is unique, is by purpose. Why is so many pasukim about the negotiation? What he have is a phone. Is a Ramban mentioned the Ibn Ezra, what the Ibn Ezra come and say to teach us, Eretz Israel is placed not only for life, also for 120 years. Is special to have the zechut for people, the family, bury them in Eretz Israel. But the Ramban come and say, I don't understand this explanation. Sarah don't passed away in America, in Europe. She passed away in Israel. Is what we want. Abraham will take Sarah to Chutz La'aretz. Is how we see is very important for people. The family will bury him in Eretz Israel. If she passed away in Europe, out of Eretz Israel, in Padan Aram, okay, in Haran, I understand. Take his wife to Eretz Israel. But she passed away in Eretz Israel is how we see is a very important for everyone, if you have opportunity to organize his grave in Eretz Israel. Moreover, how Sarah passed away in Hebron. She lived in Be'er Sheva. After Akedat Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu traveled back to Be'er Sheva. What brings Sarah to Hebron? Is Bale HaTosfot come and ask this question in Parashat Chayei Sarah. And the answer, when Avraham traveled with Yitzchak, we need to know this was the first time what Yitzchak leave his house. From day one when he born, Sarah said, look for this child over 51 years. I like to see him with me all the time. And Avraham understand. Not have any problem. It's the first time what Sarah gave permission to Avraham to travel with his son, his age of 37. And Avraham said to Sarah, I would like to take him to Bet HaMidrash HaGadol. She never believed Bet HaMidrash HaGadol is meant to Har HaMoriah. If you know, for sure, never give him permission. And when Avraham Avinu travel and do what he do, and he sacrifice the ram instead of Yitzchak, and burn everything, the leftover, Satan put on the Mizbeach in Hebron what Avraham built years ago, and he say to Sarah, you make major mistake, you give permission to your husband to take your son, what you look for him so many years, he sacrifice him. You will never see him again. Sarah in shock. And she say, 1 minute. This can happen only in one place, in Hebron. Because in Hebron, Avraham Avinu built Mizbeach, but you don't use a Mizbeach. It's probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him to build a Mizbeach, step by step, and later to sacrifice his son. You don't want to say this to him in one shot. And she traveled from Be'er Sheva to Hebron to stop Avraham. And when she arrived, she see some flesh on the Mizbeach. She believes it's what left over from Yitzchak, and she died on the spot. It's what Chazal want to teach us. First time, connection between Hebron and Yerushalayim. In the moment when Sarah passed away beside the Mizbeach in Hebron, Avraham Avinu stay with Yitzchak beside the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. But moreover, we know every morning the Yerushalmi Masechet Yom teach us new day in Bet HaMikdash start when the head of the group of the Kohanim send one of them to the roof of Bet HaMikdash and to check if the sun rise until Hebron, we can open new day of work in Yerushalayim. As we see again, connection between Hebron and Yerushalayim. And if this is not enough, it's so nice when Avraham negotiate to bury his wife in Hebron. The pasuk say, Chazal say, Amar livnei Yevus. He negotiate with Anshei Yevus. And Chazal say, come on, Yevus is Anshei Yerushalayim. Ir Yevus. And Avraham now want to bury his wife in Hebron. He need to negotiate with Anshei Chet, Bnei Chet, not Bnei Yevus. His Chazal answer, he negotiate with Bnei Chet. But they say to him, listen, we know the nation what will come out from you go to take all this state, Chiti, Kna'ani, Prizi, Emori, Vusi, etc. We want to make with you deal. If you want to bury your wife in Hebron, give up Yerushalayim. And sign of document, you give up Yerushalayim. No one allowed to walk in if you don't get any permission. If you don't want to sign, forget about Hebron. And Avraham on the spot sign. And he say, no one from my future allowed to walk into Yerushalayim if you don't get any permission. It's unbelievable. Avraham Avinu give up Yerushalayim. We'll explain later. But we understand again what the Goy know the connection between Hebron and Jerusalem. If we have both, they don't have anything what to do here in Eretz Israel. From this reason, they make the deal. If you get Hebron, give us Jerusalem. And our question is, what's the connection between these places? Between Hebron and Jerusalem, what we see in many places in Chazal, how they mention this. And moreover, when you start to negotiate and we talk about the money, is the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Kiddushin teach us one of the way to marry wife, to give ring, to give money. Hare at mekudeshet li betabat zo. How we know this is the way of Kiddushin is we learn the pasuk say ki kach ish isha, and in Me'arat HaMachpelah we say natati kesef asadeh kach mimeni. Kach mimeni. Avraham say to Ephron, is we learn kicha kicham is the Ephron. And the question is, why special time in life, time of wedding, of marriage? We learn from very sad time when Avraham buried his wife in Me'arat HaMachpelah. Why? We learn this from place what is completely opposite to celebration. This is the questions what we want to ask, and we'll start from Hebron and we'll continue to Yerushalayim, and we will arrive to Shechem, and we will understand where exactly Avraham Avinu built the Mizbeach between Bet El to Ai, and obviously how is relevant for us in our daily life. It's not only Bayamim Ahem, it's also Elat Elat Bazman Hazeh. It's again short and clear. First, Avraham Avinu really wanted to buy Kevin corner of the field. Why he starts a negotiation with statement, Nuli Achuzat Kever, Achuzat is something much bigger. You want only something very simple in a small place. And question number two, what is the connection between Hebron, Yerushalayim, what Chazal mentioned to us, and we see this again and again, and also so many psukim about the negotiation between Avraham and Ephron, 16 psukim. Why we need so many psukim about this? When every word in the Torah is by purpose, by reason. And the last question is, why special time in life, time of wedding, of marriage, what everyone celebrate, we learn the way of Kiddushei Kesef, come from the negotiation when Avraham pay money, pay Kesef, to bury his wife in Me'arat HaMachpelah, ki chakicha mizdeh Ephron, ki kach ish isha, natati Kesef, asadeh Avraham, say to Ephron, kach mimeni. Why we need to learn this from the opposite situation, some sadness time, how this affect happy time. His answer of this question is follow. Achuzah in Hebrew, yes, it's big place, but Achuzah in Hebrew have other explanation. Achuzah in Hebrew is something that belongs to us, and from some reason, somebody else has this now. We cannot do to him anything, but one day, when we will get the place, what he holds, it's not because he give us or anybody give us. We get back what belongs to us. And now we know this, because in Parashat Behar, the Torah tells us about two brothers. One lose all his money. Ki amuch achicha machar mechuzato, and he sell the house to stay survive. Not have money to pay what he need. But the Torah say to him, don't feel upset, don't feel sorry. One of your relatives will help you to get back your house. But if nobody will help you, also still not worry. Vim lo matzah yadot do yashiv lo. Vayam im karo biyad hakone oto at shnat hayovel, viyatsa bayovel, vishav leachuzato. In the yovel, you will get this back. Vishav leachuzato. Is mean achuza, is mean some what belong to us, somebody else have this. When we get this, not because he give us, because we get back what belongs to us. Come Avraham and say in the beginning of the negotiation, yes, I talk about Kevin in the corner of the field. But for me, when I will pay you, it's not because you, Ephron, give me. It's because I get back what belongs to me. And this was his statement. Ephron understands this very well, and he have his statement. And he say to him, "Lo Adoni, Shmaeini, listen to me very carefully. Asadeh natati lach, I give you. והמערה אשר בו לכאן נתתיה. תגידו זה כאב, לעיני בני עמי נתתי הלך. הזמין, three times in one posuk he say, I give you, or business, or gift, his mean is belong to me, and I decide to give you. One time, I will get back what belong to me. Is another end between the psukim, we see big argument, who's the owner, who in charge of this place? Abraham say, I get back what belong to me, Ephron say, forget about this. And after everyone make his statement, Ephron, bottom line, want to make the deal, and he mention, and he say, for this cave, you pay me 400 shekel kesef. This is real crazy. Huge amount of money. He also can say 300. He also can say 600. If the money what he charge is not compared to the value of the cave, why he stop in 400? And if he asks so much money for the cave, why later he give him for free all the sadeh, ha-sadeh v'kol ha-etz asher ba-sadeh. He give him bonus. If for cave he asks so much money, ודאי וודאי, the field and the trees is more money. Why he gives this for free? The answer is what Rabbeinu Ephraim על התורה tell us, קדוש ברוך הוא say to Abraham Avinu, listen very careful to Ephron, not Ephron talk to you. I talk to you through the mouth of Ephron. When he say to you 400 shekel kesef, you know what is mean? The space of Eretz Israel is 400 parsa על 400 parsa. 400 parsa on 400 parsa. It's all the shetach, all the space of Eretz Israel. And when he give you in the end, etz, וכל העץ אשר בשדה, also, this is hint, sign for you, כי תבוא אל הארץ ונטעתם כל עץ. As mean Abraham Avinu understand in this moment, when he buy מערת המכפלה, אשר בחברון, potentially, he have in his end all ארץ ישראל. This money, including all ארץ ישראל, or the space of ארץ ישראל. Is mean, Abraham Avinu understand, the name Hebron, is not because somebody wake up in the morning and likes this name. Name of place is essence of the place. And Hebron is Chibur, to connect. He understand, in Hebron he connect himself to all Eretz Israel. But in this moment, all the pieces, puzzle of his life, come very clear. Now he understand why Brit Amila take place in Hebron. Chazal say, ולמה נקרא שמה קריאת ארבע? שנימולו בדל לצדיקים. נימולו בדל לצדיקים. אברהם הנרש, כל הוא ממרה. כי because חברון is also connect to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Now we understand, after ברית המילה, when guests come to visit them, and he busy to prepare from them special meal, and then have a car, the animal run away, and he run after him, and he take him to מערת המכפלה, and he walk in, and he see אדם וחווה, sleep on the bed, candles around them, the smell is gorgeous, and Chazal tell us, we learn from here also, why many times, in Bet Avel, we have candles. Why? Because this is exactly what Avraham Avinu see when he met Adam and Chava in Me'arat HaMachpelah. And we give some in Bet Avel. Some people have this custom. The Avraham Avinu, I say, wow, now I understand. I'm busy with a guest, and Ben HaBakar take me to Me'arat HaMachpelah and I see Adam and Chava to teach me Hebron is not only chibur to all Eretz Israel, it's not only connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also connection to generation ago. And Abraham Avinu say to Adam and Chava, I fix your mistake, and when the time will take place, I will come to stay beside you. And this is the reason why in Sefer Yehoshua, the name of Abraham Avinu is Abraham Agadol Ba'anakim. What does it mean, Abraham? הגדול, האדם, סליחה, האדם הגדול בענקים, האדם, he bigger from האדם הראשון. Because Baruch Hu say, if I create Abraham Avinu first, and he make mistake, no one can fix. I create Adam, if he make mistake, Abraham will can fix this. It's exactly what he do. Now Avraham Avinu understand. Hebron, this is the key to any connection. What makes a special nation? Connection to Eretz Israel, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connection to generation ago. Now, all the picture of life of Avraham Avinu, present and future, come very clear. Very, very clear. You know exactly what makes a special nation. This is a reason also why we learn Kiddushin, the Kesef, from the way our Avraham buried his wife in Me'arat HaMachpelah, ki yikach ish isha, ונתתי כסף השדה כך ממני. We ask why special time, happy time, we learn from very sad time. No, no, it's not sad. It's come to teach us, we cannot build future if it's not connected to the past. From this reason, in Jewish life, only one time parents work with the children. And I advise this will happen from now, only in this way. Not in Brit, not Bar Mitzvah, not Bat Mitzvah, no Pidyon HaBen, only in wedding. They walk with us. Why? To tell us, go build your house in your way. Every generation have his style, it derech. But every good thing what you see about generation ago, a generation, the generation before, take with you to your house. You cannot build future if it's not related to the past. And it's so nice. Also, when you go to the cemetery, he says this many times, and you put stone on the grave. Stone in Hebrew is heaven. And the acronym of the word heaven is Av, Ben, Neched, Father, Son, Grandson, Ima, Bat, Nechda, Mother, Daughter, Granddaughter, in every way. We say, Safta, Saba, Ima, Abba, in the place where you stop, we build other floor. Nothing end. This is a reason also in happy time. In the way to the chupa, we have Vadeken, we cover the face of the Kala. And the custom is to bless in this moment the kala. This is what we need to do in every wedding. Achoteinu ati le'alfei revava. You will come great and special. But the question is, who says this blessing? Lavan says this to his sister. How we pick this bracha? Lavan was a terrible person. You don't have any other bracha to bless every Jewish girl in the way to the chuppah. Only the bracha what Lavan bless his sister Rivka when she go to marry Yitzchak. But the answer is Lavan have in all his life one pure minute. Only one. When his sister go to marry Yitzchak. He say, my sister Rivka, you go to marry a very special boy, very special family, unique family. But don't forget, in your house what you grow, also we have something special. The door is open. We invited people. And every good thing what you see in your house, take to your house. You cannot build future if it's not related to the past. Don't forget from what house you come. And this including in one word. Achoteinu ati le'alfei revava. What is unique about the word revava? The acronym of the word revava is Rivka Bat Betuel Arami. Don't forget your family. In this way you can build the future. Great and special and unique. Because now we understand why Avraham Avinu get clear about all his life in Me'arat HaMachpelah. Now we know why every morning we start new day in Bet HaMikdash after the sunrise in Hebron. Because Hebron build us to build Bet HaMikdash. David HaMelech come king in Yerushalayim after he spent and he lead us 7 years from Hebron. Because Hebron is connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to generation ago, to Eretz Israel. After we understand this clearly, we can build Bet HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Is Hebron in other end. This is the heart of Eretz Israel. The heart of Eretz Israel is Hebron. Exactly same is the heart All the blood goes through the heart, all of the body. Yerushalayim is a face of Eretz Yisrael. Face in Hebrew is by is a panim, because it's reflection of our inside. Yerushalayim represents the uniqueness what we have in our inside. This is Yerushalayim. We cannot enjoy the glory of Yerushalayim before we understand the essence of Hebron. But between Hebron and Yerushalayim, between our heart and our brain, our face, we have other part, what is very necessary, the shoulders. The shoulder in Hebrew is katef, and shoulder in Hebrew is also shechem. Shechem echad leobdecha, the posuk say in Yoel. Shechem in Hebrew is not only name of place. Shechem in Hebrew is shoulder. Shechem in Hebrew is to start. The posuk say, Vayashkem Abraham baboker. When you wake up, is Vayashkem. And the source of the word Vayashkem is Shin Chaf Mem, to start. Shechem is also peace. Vani natati lecha Shechem achad alachecha. I give you extra peace. Shechem is also in Hebrew responsibility. The posuk say, Vatiya misra al shichmo. Somebody get some job, some responsibility. Is mean, this take place on his shoulder. He have responsibility of his shoulder. And we know in Hebrew, if we have any word with few explanations, is all of them give us clearly the essence of the word. Shechem is mean we need first to understand, we need to give shoulder to each other if we really want Eretz Israel. And to understand, this is our responsibility. Only when we understand this is our responsibility, we can get peace and peace and peace, other pieces in Eretz Israel, until we get all Eretz Israel. And for this reason, the first place what Avraham Avinu erav in Eretz Israel is Shechem. No Hebron, no Yerushalayim. To understand, to travel in Eretz Israel and to have all Eretz Israel, number one is to give shoulder to each other. The Natziv same begins the introduction of Sefer Bereshit. The reason why Yerushalayim destroyed, because people don't care about other. People feel if somebody is a little bit different, he's not belong. And now the Natziv say, Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu don't like this kind of tzaddikim. They learn a lot. But care, sensitive to somebody else, they don't have. From this reason, Yerushalayim destroyed. And in other end, Sefer Bereshit have other names, Sefer HaYashar, this Yashrut. When we know to care about other, to become sensitive about other, this is unique. And when we have this, we can continue to travel and get all Eretz Israel, and this is also the reason when Yaakov Avinu return from the house of Lavan, from Galut, but he moved from Eretz Israel to the Galut, and he came back from the Galut. The first place where he arrived, after thank God he survived from Esav, is Vayichan et Pnei Ha'ir, Vayavo ad Mekom Shechem. As this place what he buy, he pay money and he buy Me'aksita. And this is also Ma'aseh Avot Siman Babanim, when Moshe Rabbeinu send us to Eretz Israel under the leadership of Yehoshua, what he say to us in front of all the 70 Zkenim, the Sanhedrin, take everyone to where? To Shechem. And in Shechem, review again the agreement what we have in our Sinai. Do this in two mountains, Har Gerizim ve'Har Eival. And Yaakov Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu take us to Shechem. The Gemara says in Megillah, but you don't stay in Shechem. If he will stay, we'll stay for good in Eretz Yisrael. And he leaves this. And he goes to Yericho. After Yericho, to Ai. And big mess happened. And from this reason, also the first place what we lose. After we have all these three places. After 6 day war is Shechem. It's not headline in the newspaper. All this technically happened. This is time for us to give shoulder to each other, to take this responsibility. We will see the good, the positive by other people, what I can learn from anyone. Not what is wrong by somebody else. But people sometimes don't understand if we have attitude to learn from everyone, what I can take, what I can learn, is not only nice, make us more happy, make us more satisfied. We enjoy about what we do. We don't get wrong influence. We try to influence other people, but we know how to protect ourselves, not to influence ourselves in the wrong way. And this is Avraham Avinu. This is Avraham Avinu. And this is the reason why Yosef gets the place of Shechem from Yaakov, because he unit all the family. He bring everybody together. He can deal with a brother completely different. But he say, Lemichya Shlachani Elokim. Understand from day one, when the brother put me in the pit, and thank God I stay alive, and all the snake not attacked me, is mean I'm in mission, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect me. And my goal is to bring everybody together. This is the reason why Yaakov gave him the city of Shechem. And this is what Chazal came to tell us. And now we understand very well why only one place. The Torah don't say to us exactly where Avraham Avinu built the Mizbeach. Between Bethel to Ai. Why? To tell us for good, we also, every one of us in Am Israel, all the time we stay in this highway between Bethel to Ai. Bethel is mean we come close more to the goal, to the redemption. Ai is time what we lose. What a lot of pain happened to Am Israel. Confused and scared, not sure. We really completely confused. And Yeshua makes a lottery. What happened? And he finds the Achan take from the cherem in Yericho. And he wake Am Israel to do the right thing. Is we also stay in this highway where we stay close to Aichas Bechalila or to Bethel? This is in our hand. And these are the three places what we pay money to buy. David HaMelech buy Yerushalayim from Ornai Evusi. Yaakov buy Shechem. Bemeaksitan Avraham buy Meirat HaMachpelah ב-400 shekel, 400 shekel. And these are the three sensitive places in Eretz Israel. Something happened in these places. All the world start to move. Because this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to us. And one hand he show us miracles, how we get all these places in 6 days. But in the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to have the knowledge to save the gift, not to lose the gift. And this is the key. And this is Avraham Avinu. When he travel, ואת הנפש אשר עשו בחרן, when he travel, Avraham Avinu have tremendous impact, tremendous influence. But he knows exactly what he needs to do. How he keep himself in the right way. And he come himself. From this reason, Avraham Avinu is ish chesed. Yitzchak have other personality. Gvura, he is a holy one. Stay on the Mizbeach, all his life in Eretz Israel. And Yaakov have emerged between these two aspects, between Avraham and Yitzchak. Show to us, every one of us have as a personality. And everyone need to come, what is unique, what is special. Because we know every one of us is different. When Chazal comes and tells us, כל המציל נפש אחת מישראל, כאילו הציל עולם מלא, and Chazal come and say to us, everyone born unique, what nobody else have, what he have, האדם נברא יחידי. When Chazal says this to us, we understand this is a statement of Chazal, but we know clearly it's not only statement, this is clear, because every one of us have different DNA, and every one of us is unique. And when every one of us arrive to this world, this means this is a time what this world need us. This is a time what this world need every one of us when we arrive. And every one of us have his mission. And to succeed in our mission, to succeed in our field, the key number one is Shechem. When the children say to Yaakov Avinu, before he passed away, he want to tell him about the end of the days, and he forget. And he feel maybe some children in the wrong way and say to him, Abba, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we want with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu, all the spot answer to them, Baruch, Shem Kvod Malchuto Leolam Vahed. What kind of statement is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto? The acronym of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto is Bishchem. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto. It's not enough. Hashem is one. How I bring him to my life. How I bring him to my daily life. How I represent his leadership. This is what the Torah wants for us. Is when we walk to all this, beginning of the Sefer, with the places what Abraham Avinu travel, arrive, and what this teach us, when we take this in this way, B'siyata Dishmaya, we be Zoche, to see the Kohen, and the roof of Bet HaMikdash, say, the sun rise in Hebron, and we can start new day of Avoda in Yerushalayim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill all our requests בברכה, בבריאות ובשמחה. Thank you very much. If people listen to my shiur in the Zoom every Wednesday, the shiur on Wednesday is completely different from the shiur for כל אל יום ראשון. People can get other opportunity to get other shiurים. Thank you very much. כל טוב, have a nice week.